Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 26th of September, 2011. Today is the European Day of Languages, a yearly event started about 10 years ago. Celebrate human language, encourage language learning, and bring attention to the importance of being multilingual in this polyglot world. It's the birthday of T.S. Eliot, Thomas Stearns Eliot, born 1888, St. Louis, Missouri, where he spent the first 18 years of his life. He was a smart, hard-working young man, went off to Harvard, finished his undergraduate work and master's degree in just 4 years, started writing poetry at the same time. He was going to get a Ph.D. in philosophy under visiting Professor Bertrand Russell. But he went off traveling to Germany, then a year at Oxford. World War I broke out, so he couldn't come back to complete the degree. In England, he became acquainted with Ezra Pound, who became his mentor and critic. And Eliot shared with Pound a long poem he'd begun in college, he'd finished 3 years before, which Pound encouraged Eliot to publish. And it came out in 1915, The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock in Poetry Magazine. The same year, he met a very pretty young writer, Vivian Haywood, and in just 3 months, they were married. Bertrand Russell offered to help the young couple. They settled down in his apartment in London. Russell introduced T.S. Eliot to other writers. He lent the couple money. And almost immediately after their marriage, the Eliots discovered that they were incompatible, and it seems that Mrs. Eliot began an affair with Bertrand Russell about that time. In 1921, exhausted, suffering from overwork and marital problems, T.S. Eliot had a nervous breakdown. He went off to a sanatorium to recuperate, and it was there that he finished his long poem, The Wasteland. In 1933, T.S. Eliot began the process of legal separation from Vivian. He tried to avoid all contact with her, and she refused to accept that. She became panicky and depressed. One day she was found wandering through London at 5 o'clock in the morning, confused, asking passersby if her husband had been beheaded, and she was committed to an institution. And it's the birthday of the philosopher and literary critic Martin Heidegger, born 1889 in Meßkirch, Germany. Came from a lower-class family, one of the few philosophers of his century to have come from peasant stock. Martin Heidegger served in the German army in World War I, then became a teacher. And through World War II, he was a keen supporter of the Nazi movement and refused to recant his sympathy for Nazi philosophy or for his party membership. On into the 1950s, he was still reprinting lectures he'd given in the 30s on the greatness of the Nazis. Heidegger's main philosophical interest was ontology, the study of being, and his most important work, Being and Time, 1927. Other people associated him with the French existentialist movement, but Heidegger himself said he was not. Here's a poem for today by David Budbill, September Visitors. I'm glad to see our friends come, talk, laughter, food, wine. I'm glad to see our friends go, solitude, emptiness, gardens, autumn wind. September Visitors, a poem by David Budbill, from Happy Life, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, combining the power of email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on your clock, constantcontact.com. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at Novo Nordisk. US.com. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Priscilla Kinter. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.